Chris Lurton here for WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, welcome to the local spotlight show, where you can hear the inside story of what's going on in the community. My guest today, quite an outdoorsman, Jonathan Pren. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris. Really appreciate it.
Yes, well, Jonathan... Well, you are quite an outdoorsman. You've done all kinds of fun stuff before you actually had to settle down
That's right. Yeah.
And actually, you know,
when you find the woman you want to marry, that gets the old wheels turning to get serious in life.
So. Oh yes.
But before that, I had a lot of fun.
Yes, Lauren's a great girl. Good catch.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How's the kids?
Kids are great. Hayes is he just turned 3 in May, and Thea, we call her Teddy. She's a little ball of fire. She's just turned 1 a couple weeks ago, so we're in the thick of it, as most people have been telling me. So.
Oh yeah. Well, we recently here at WJBM we started the outdoor show, and it's hosted by Aaron Quillen, who's an outfitter, and you with Pren Properties with Tarrant and Harmon are. Sponsoring the show, which
That's
is
right.
great. We appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
And, you know, why shouldn't you? You're one of the most outdoorsy people I think you've had in the studio.
Well, it's hard to not be drawn to it. You know, I have had a deep passion for it my whole life, was brought into it at a young age, and I just love being outside. So,
well, first of all, let's start back. You know, when you first, I mean, one of the things that I've been kind of envious of, you know, I always, you know, wanted to be a ski bum.
Yes, sir.
You know, but, you know, I never was able to do it.
Yep.
You know, never stepped off the cliff, but you were a ski bum.
I did get to do a little ski bumming. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, tell us just a little bit about that.
Yeah, just briefly. So I would, I was in and out of working around the farm here in Jersey County and working for a few farmers. And like you, at the time, I think I was helping out Randy Neal at the time. And
I never helped out Randy Neal.
Yeah, yeah. So I was helping Randy Neal on the farm, and harvest got done. I had a buddy that I grew up with from St. Louis, or known in St. Louis, and he reached out to me, and we were telling each other Merry Christmas one day, and I'd always wanted to be a ski bum, right? I'd always wanted to move to the mountains, and he said, well, what are you doing? I said, we just got done harvesting, and, you know, I'm just kind of hanging out and hunting, you know, I'm doing a bunch of hunting right now. Well, hunting season was about to be over, right? We were almost done with it, and he goes, well, why don't you come out here? I'll get you a job. I go, oh, man, I could never. He's like, no, I'm not lying. Like, I will get you a
job.
Now,
were you, at that time, were you an avid snowboarder?
Yeah, so I grew up, we do, you know, your average Midwesterner, you know, one or two or a seasonal trip, right, to Colorado.
Out west.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or Utah, and I'd taken a liking to it. I even had a season pass at Hidden Valley over in St. Louis, just because I loved it. So from a Merry Christmas, how you doing text to 2 weeks later, I lived in Mammoth Lakes, California, and had a full-time snowboard gig.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And, of course, that's where you met Lauren.
And that's where I met my wife,
so,
yes.
Good move.
Yeah.
Good move on your part.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. And you're also, you know, a wakeboarder, and I've seen you wakeboard.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a few years ago, we, your mom and dad, and I think Adam Heitzik and Lauren's sisters.
Yep.
Yeah, they were all there at the cabin in Hardin.
Yep.
And you went out and kind of showed off a little bit. I was like really impressed.
Well, I don't know if I was doing any showing off.
Oh, you were.
I could tell you should have seen me the next day. I was probably curled up on the couch.
Yeah, but I saw you go across the lake or go across the wake and go up in the air and do a complete flip and land like right off the bat, like hardly warmed up. I was going, woo, that's impressive.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been a while. I don't do it very often anymore, but I was fortunate. I worked for a company called State of Mind Water Sports during the summers over in St. Louis. Those guys are great guys, and I was able to get the family a great deal on a boat back then, so they bought a wakeboard boat, and we still have it today. And like I said, we don't go out on it very, very much, but it's fun little family gig, and we like to get around. So
yes, and you're also into hunting. Like,
oh yeah,
how many different things do you hunt?
Anything outside.
A poor animal doesn't have a chance against you.
Oh, I don't know about that. I love being outside. Grew up, chasing small game like any other guy. Dad and grandpa grew up rabbit and squirrel hunting. They were never necessarily into big game or waterfowl, but as we were really young, my brother Andy, owns George's here in town. He got with some really good buddies and they started waterfowl hunting, and they got us into waterfowl hunting. This was when I was probably 7 years old or so, and I started hunting around 10, I think, with them, and just immediately got drawn to it, and never really looked back.
Yeah,
I'm the kind of guy that once I get into something, I'm gonna really get into it. So.
Now you deer hunt as well?
Yes. So then later, as we waterfowl hunted for a long time, I would say back probably about when I was 12 or 13 years old, started big game hunting a little bit.
Well, what's your favorite hunting?
Oh man,
maybe you can't.
Well, no, it's funny that you ask that, because I get it a lot. Like, if I had to just pick one, which one would I pick? And it is so, so hard, because I love different attributes of all of them, right? But just the camaraderie and the coming together of waterfowl hunting to me is a big drawer, mm-hmm. So that's probably my number one. And then getting to work with animals, getting to work with dogs, and watching your hard work and a dog pay off. That's really rewarding work. So
do you pheasant hunt regularly as well?
No, I don't. I've got a bunch of buddies that do. I might go once a year type of thing, but that's not anything that never really got me going like the waterfowl and whitetail hunting did.
Have you hunted anything besides big game as far as deer? Have you had anything else?
I haven't. Just deer. I've always dreamt of. I've got a bunch of friends out west in Montana and places like that, and Idaho. And it is a dream of mine to go elk hunting, but with my bow. And I just haven't had the chance to do it yet.
Well, how about fishing? I know you're a fisherman as well.
Yeah. So I kind of, obviously fished our whole lives. When I lived out in California, it was a little, it's a small little, cattle town, there's mm-hmm. not even a Walmart type of thing. It's a small little town with a great mountain. With a bunch of streams. So I really got into trout fishing, fly fishing when I lived out there.
I hear that is a lot of fun.
Oh, but
it takes a little bit of technique, talent.
Yeah,
to do that.
It's like practice. It's like anything. Yeah, I mean, it takes one of those things that just takes a little time, and the more time you spend out there, obviously, the better you get at it. And just like hunting or any other type of fishing. So.
Was there anything I missed? Have you done it all?
I just like being outside. I just like I enjoy everything in the outdoors, and I'm a little bit obsessive on the hunting, on the hunting stuff. That's it.
And so. You also, you're in the real estate business.
Yes, sir.
Of course. And we know that. And you kind of cater towards selling that type of property.
Yeah.
As well as
correct.
You can sell anything.
Yeah. But. So that's, when I was doing, I've done a lot of sales positions and bartending positions throughout the years,
And I got to add, you work for me.
I did.
I did. Early.
Yes, sir. Early on in the George's days. Yes, sir.
And there's a few top ones. You were one of the top ones.
Well,
that's
thank
for
you.
Sure.
I appreciate it. My wife she'd chuckle a little bit. I don't know a stranger.
That's right.
So I can talk to anybody. I can find some sort of common ground with anybody and have a conversation. So.
And mixed drinks,
I don't, whatever. That's right. Yeah. I don't dislike beer, as you know, so it works out good.
What I remember about you though is you were always on the move. I mean, you could not be still. I've had some bartenders, they get slow. They can lean up against me. Yeah. Not with you.
That's a lot of things. That's about everything in my life. I don't like sitting still. My father's is the same way. We're movers and shakers. That's what we like to do. So.
But you've always been around farming, still farm today.
Well, yeah. So, this kind of starts, with Dad, and this kind of, you know, connected us that we learned, but we were originally, you know, small farmers from the Whitehall area. My mother, or my grandmother, was a Lorton.
Yes, that's right.
So we've learned, you know, at the Lorton family reunion, I guess. So my grandmother was a Lorton. Dad's mom was a Lorton, born in Whitehall. My great-grandfather was a USDA beef grader. And once the small farm wasn't big enough to sustain the family, he moved down to, and I might mess this story up, Dad, I'm sure will correct me, but moved down to East St. Louis in the stockyards when the stockyards were down in East St. Louis, and moved the family down there, and he graded beef down there. Mm-hmm. So that's where the whole passion for farming and for beef began. And we always had a huge passion for it and wanted to do more of it ourselves. And real estate was our answer for making a living to then one day hopefully put us back on the farm. Was Dad's dream. Kind of.
Yeah. And you grew up in real estate.
Correct. Yeah, I'm a fourth generation real estate broker.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So tell us about, you know, have you sold anything? You have sold any good properties lately?
I've been moving some farms. Yeah, things have been good. We've had some good auctions. We've had some great tillable land sales so far in 2024, and the rec sales have still been standing up there high.
Okay, so. I know you've done well at selling farms and rec property.
Yes, sir.
What would you say about yourself that makes you? You know, you're the realtor to pick. What do you got maybe others don't have?
Yeah, like I said, my big draw is just my passion for, I told you, if I dive into something, I'm going to dive in 150%. And that's kind of the way it went with, you know, my hunting passion. So I've always loved farming. I've always wanted to be in farming. So I pursued that career, right, and worked for multiple farmers throughout the county and my father and our family as well, and so that was a huge passion of mine. I always wanted to find a way to make good money, right, yet do what I'm a firm believer in doing what you love for a living, and you won't work a day in your life, right?
Yes.
So I found, and I never wanted to do, it took me a while to get into real estate because my father was in commercial real estate, and I just could not stand the lifestyle of a commercial real estate broker.
You couldn't?
Lots of suits and ties, lots of different, completely different demographic, more of the corporate world, and I wanted to work with people that were like myself, right? Like-minded people.
Sell farms and hunting property.
So I found this, you know, as I was growing up, you know, there's this niche of land broker, and I can do exactly what I love to do every single day, right?
Yeah.
And then I can farm and hunt on the side, and it can all be one big business, right? So that's kind of how I started at a very early age in my real estate career. Almost been doing it for 10 years now, 9 years, I guess, and found at an early point in my career that I could really focus hard on branding myself as that land guy. And it really just comes from being passionate about everything from farming to ranching to hunting. And it all just comes together with my knowledge for and love for the land, really.
Okay. So. Well, explain something for the listeners. I know, you advertise Prin properties, okay?
Prain properties. Right. Yes, sir.
I did that on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
I was going to see if you could catch it. Yeah. Prain properties,
that's
like
right. Rain.
Prain.
That's right.
It takes rain, grow
correct.
Ground. And then
not how it's
it.
Spelled, but
that's
yeah.
So, sure. Let's see, where was I going? Oh, you, where was I going?
Well, we were talking about Prain properties, the niche that I'm in.
Yes. Prain properties. With
Tarrant Harmon, real estate
how do you
auction.
Pronounce it? How's that go?
Tarrant Harmon, real estate auction and outdoor properties. Prain Properties essentially was just a branch of that to market myself and brand myself under the umbrella of Tarrant Harmon.
Okay.
Right? So I've been with Tarrant Harmon my entire career, And dad joked when I first got licensed, because he is a broker, that I was going to go with those guys and that I wanted to do, push more of the outdoor stuff and the farming stuff. And at the beginning there, that's when we were, they were at the beginning stages of growing that as well. So I wanted to be involved in that. And dad always joked, he goes, you go work for Tarrant right now and go make all your mistakes. And when you become a real good broker, you can come work for me. So, so that's something that Travis and Mark and I, we've joked about it before. So that's right. I am with Tarrant Harmon Real Estate and Auction Company.
Yes. Now I know you've been advertising with us here at WJBM, a property, or you got an auction going on. You were telling me about it, and I go, ooh, that sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah,
it sounds like it's going to be a good one.
It should be a good one. So
tell us all about it. What's going on?
Yeah, so we're advertising it for Dunham Land Development, LLC. It's a total of 47.8 acres. It is just on the north side of the city limits, directly across from the Jersey County Fairgrounds. It sits in between 67 and Whitmill Road.
Okay.
And we're breaking it into three tracks. Currently, there's, give or take, 35 tillable acres, and then the rest is a residential development. So I'm breaking it up. Tract one is going to be 25 acres of just tillable ground with commercial development potential, with the potential of the Jerseyville bypass for 255 coming
through it.
Yeah, it's going to come east of town, or what they're projecting east of town, and then it's going to actually clip the northeast corner of this property.
Okay.
So from a development potential standpoint, I would think that it could work for
a lot of different things. Yes.
From residential all the way to commercial use, right?
Right.
So there's potential there. So currently that farm we are selling is what it is today. It's agricultural ground, but there is potential there. So, I believe off the cuff, it's about a 124, production index level. So that's just kind of how good the tillable is. And that's pretty average.
Good?
It's good. It's not the best, about the best I've seen here in Jersey County is maybe just over that 140. But that's extremely well, from a tillable perspective. So that's tract one. Tract two is a 13 acre residential development piece, and it's actually already has some infrastructure in place. There's roads.
Is it plotted?
It is. It's platted.
Okay.
Yep. Platted, so that's all done. So there's 29 platted maps on tract or lots, say.
29.
On tract two.
How big would a lot be?
Depending on where they lay, most of them are right just over a quarter an acre, but some of the cul-de-sac lots would be, almost touching that half acre in size.
Just off the cuff,
yeah.
All right, to have a piece of property platted,
mm-hmm.
That's not cheap.
Well, and the entire thing is platted. So the entire 47 acres is platted for residential lots. So if a guy wanted to come in,
including
everything else that has not been developed yet. So the 13 acres, correct. The 13 acres has the infrastructure in place.
Gotcha.
That's where Mr. Dunham started, was going to do that 13 acres there and just never got around to developing the houses on it. But infrastructure's in place there.
What are you talking about?
Sewer's in place, water's in place, and electric ready to go.
Oh, okay.
So a guy could literally buy that 13 acre lot and start building the house. The only thing that infrastructure wise it has to be checked out is there's going to have to require some pressure testing because the lots have sat there so long.
How long?
I want to say 15 to 18 years.
Okay.
Yeah, dry. So they need to have some water run through and pressure tested. But other than that, it's on the right direction to take off as a new development.
Then you have another piece?
There's one more tract. Tract three is a 9-acre tract, which seven of it is being currently being farmed, roughly seven of it being farmed, and there's lots along Whitmill. So the whole place has development potential. Most of it's currently being farmed, and so we're going to do that in three separate tracks, and that'll be an online auction.
How does that work? Online auction.
So essentially you get a hold of us, and we vet you. We register you, make sure that you have the means, the funds, or the
wherewithal.
The wherewithal or the banking backing to make an offer, right?
Would that be like a letter from a bank?
Correct, yep. So like a pre-approval from a bank. We also require 10% down if you are the winning bidder. So you've got to make sure you've got those funds in place because we do require 10% down. And so how that works is you call us, we get you vetted, we get you registered. And you can get on your app, on our app on your phone.
It's yeah.
The Tarrant Harmon auction app on your phone. And you can bid from your phone like a normal auction, or you can go to our website, bid.tarrantandharmon.com, and click on that particular auction and bid from there.
So I assume once you get that app or you go online, you have a password that you use.
You
so,
do.
So there's no mistakes.
So we know who you are, what's going on, and then from there, you know, every time you bid, it resets the clock.
So when you're bidding, I suppose you can bid. Do you bid each one of these individually?
Correct. Yep. Yep. And it's a 10-day slot, right? So we're advertising it now. The auction will open up on the 9th. And close on the 19th, so 9-10 day cuff there, you've got to bid on that piece of property.
In August?
In August.
9th to the 19th, 10 days.
August, 10 days. So then through there, what you've got to do is, once we get to the end, so let's say at noon when it ends on the 19th, August 19th, if you bid, it resets a clock.
Yeah.
A 5-minute clock.
Yeah.
And then so it's on 5 minutes. 5 minutes for somebody else to bid. And it'll go, we've seen them go well into the evening.
Okay.
Of the end of the, so they end at noon, every one of them, and they go well into the evening sometimes, these bids.
So what time is this starting?
So it starts the 5 minute thing. Oh, it just, that'll start at noon.
At noon on the 19th.
On the 19th. Yeah.
That'll be exciting.
It could be exciting. You never know. You never know. So.
Okay.
So it sounds good. I've gotten some good interest. I've talked to most all the lenders here locally. They seem pretty excited about it. They're talking to some guys about it, and we'll just kind of see what we can do with it. So.
Yeah. Is there a starting number that you have to do, or how's that go? I mean,
so that will be added to the website here soon. Starting bid. I've been working with the sellers on that currently, but as of right now, I don't think we have any starting bid on the website.
Okay. So, sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. Now, you had an auction at the KC Hall.
We did. We had a live auction back
a couple
in March.
Months ago.
Yep.
Yeah. March.
Yes, sir.
How'd that go?
Went very well. Yeah. Yeah. Sold, at or for sure over, what we would call market value. We really enjoy, doing the online or the live auctions for farm ground. I grew up going to auctions my entire life. And there's really nothing like a good farm auction or even livestock auction. You know, going to livestock auctions are always extremely exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I always love that platform, and we do a lot of that for, straight tillable farm ground. This platform being this time of year, most of those live auctions we do February, March-ish. But right now with the busyness of what season we are and the farmers working and
yes, getting,
you know,
people
getting,
in. It's
getting
a lot better
ready.
To do it this way.
Right now the online platform's better. So,
well, you know what? It's been fun having you today.
Yeah, well, thank
all right?
you. Thank
and but we've ran out of time.
I believe it. It went fast.
We had a lot to cover.
we did.
So is there anything you want to end on?
No, just, if anybody has any need for some real estate service, any from a residential side, my wife covers all that, as you know, but I do rec and farm ground, and my name's Jonathan Prain, and my number is 618-225-0568. So.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.